Kia ora e te whānau, welcome back to the Māori Millennia Podcast. I'm your host, Te Kahukura Boynton. If you are new here, nau mai, haere mai. I started this podcast as part of my mission to bridge the wealth gap. I've not cracked it yet, but I'm here to share the highs, the lows of my journey and bring in the experts to fill in the gaps. If you have been here before, welcome back to the show. Last year, my business crossed the six-figure mark, but this was after my first year. I made something like 20k. Second year was like 50, 60k mark, and third was finally hitting the six-figure mark. And I want to break down for you exactly what I did to get there so that I can help you do the same. So the first one is optimizing social media. What changed in my social media strategy was simply that I became more strategic and I actually created a social media strategy. Anyone who's been following me for a while will know that I used to post a lot of memes, a lot of stuff that wasn't really related to what I'm here to do, which is help people with their mindset and money. So I stopped creating content that just went viral because these often had a lot of views, a lot of engagement, a lot of comments, but these had the least conversion. And what this means is that people would like these posts, they would interact with them, but they weren't making me any money. And the thing is having viral content can be part of your strategy if you're looking to grow your social media accounts. And that was really important for me in the early days of my social media accounts, because just like everyone, I started off with zero followers, no people knowing who I was. And if you want to get more people knowing about what you do because you don't have that yet, that is great, but you also need converting content, content that actually converts into sales. So I stopped focusing on content that just went viral because these didn't have the conversion rates I was looking for, but I instead focused on creating content that was actually going to convert. Now, what this is content that's actually valuable, content that actually helps your ideal client. Now, your ideal client is someone who ideally would be purchasing or buying products within your business. So, for example, if you sell hair care products, you would create content that helps people, you know, with their hair. So if like you specialize in curly hair care products, you would focus on just that. You wouldn't be talking about like how to do hairstyles with straight hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be relevant for your ideal client. This is such a balancing act if you're still wanting to grow your social media presence through viral content, but you want to balance it with content that actually supports your audience in a way that you actually support them. For example, I know how to lose weight, but I'm not a weight loss coach. So whenever I create content around my health, I always connect it back to money and mindset because that is what I specialize in. I do not specialize in weight loss, though I know how to lose weight. And this is actually something that I found really helpful. I actually did a coaching session with Simran Kaur. You guys probably know who she is. She's the founder of Friends That Invest. It was formerly Girls That Invest. But I did a coaching session with her and she explained this to me, which was really helpful. You can grow in your own life. You can learn different skills, different things. But if your content is always growing as rapidly as you are, then there's not going to be a clear thing that you're doing. So I've probably really butchered this in how I'm explaining it, but for example, I focus on the basics of money, how to manage your money, like the basic stuff, and then also the mindset of this. Now, I also know how to do all of these other things, but when it comes to using social media, I focus on those core things because that is what I'm supporting people with in the programs that I offer. I could do content on how to lose weight. I could do content on a million different things that I know about, but it always has to loop back to money and mindset. And the thing is that you have to release this expectation that it always needs to get engagement, because some of my least engaged pieces of content have converted the most. So that is the first thing. You want to build a social media strategy that actually supports you to create the outcomes you want in your life. If you guys want a specific episode about how to use social media to grow your business, please send me a DM on Instagram and I will like very happily create an episode about that, because there's so much to dive into that. But today I want to talk about how to overall build a six-figure business. Now, number two, alongside your strategy on social media, is a strategy to earn. So The year I crossed the six-figure mark was when I increased my sales in my business. Now, I went from making a few thousand dollars launching programs to over 50K launching an online program. So you can do the numbers on this. This means that I only needed to make a further 50K elsewhere in my business to increase this to 100K. Now, I'm not saying that you need to just, you know, focus on one thing or that you need to focus on multiple things in order to hit that six figure mark. But what I'm saying is that you need to know how you're going to achieve that six figures. So have a plan of what different revenue streams in your business are going to cause you to make six figures. Now, this is like very masculine, is like system strategy and aroha mai. Everyone has the feminine and the masculine side of you, whether you're a woman or a man. And this is really helpful to know, because the masculine side of things, the strategy, the structure is one part of it, but the other side of it is like the feminine side, which is your mindset and trusting things and going with the flow. So what I mean by this is I had many limiting beliefs about money, about increasing my income. So I used to think and believe things like, if I increase my income too much, I'm not going to be able to have enough time to maintain it. So I had this core belief that making more money equals more hard work. And so I actually would self-sabotage increasing my income because I didn't want to, like I was already exhausted working as much as I was working. I didn't want to increase my income and then have to work even harder to maintain it. And our brains are here to literally keep you alive, to keep you in survival mode and to like protect you. And so if there is something that you believe about money, like you have to work harder to make more money, you're going to prevent yourself from making more money because you don't want to work harder. So you have to be able to rewire those beliefs. And I believe I have an episode on this, but I can do another episode on that too, because I love talking about this. So I can do a whole episode about rewiring your limiting beliefs. Just again, send me a DM and I will be more than happy to do that. But I had to change my mindset. Another belief that I had was, if I grow my business, what if I lose it all? This was a very real fear for me, that if I was to grow my business and I was to achieve more success, I was to grow my social media platforms, what if one day something happens and I lost it all? And so I was scared of losing it all to the point where I would self-sabotage myself growing it because I didn't want to lose it all. Now, these are very deep, very real limiting beliefs, and it took me quite a while to be able to firstly identify these, but then also work through these. There was so much dysregulation I felt when it came to money, when it came to business, when it came to success, and I had to be able to make my nervous system feel safe making more money, make my nervous system feel safe being seen. So another example, I used to get really scared when I would have like interviews or do things like that because I was scared about what people would say about me, what people would think about me. And I had to learn that actually what matters most is what you believe about yourself, what you think about yourself. And the more you achieve success, the more you achieve things, people are going to say negative things, but literally it's actually none of my business. So this is a really important part of this that I think so many people overlook. Money had a chokehold on me, and I needed to remove this chokehold, change my mindset by healing my money mindset. I did lots of inner work, lots of work on my beliefs, my mindset, and really regulating my nervous system so that I felt safe to grow my business. Some of you will be listening to this thinking, you know, six figures, it's not that much money. But for context, you know, I was only 19, 20. I knew no one my age making that type of money, even adults in my family who had been working for like 20 years or whatever, you know, were making that amount of money. And so it just felt very unsafe, very unrealistic. It felt like I knew that it was possible, but it also felt unsafe. And so I self-sabotaged a lot. This is the stuff that actually changed things for me. You can talk about the social media strategy, you can talk about the financial strategy, all of that masculine stuff, but it was actually in my body feeling safe to, one, succeed more, and two, earn more money, and know that I was going to be okay, I was going to be able to maintain it, and even if I lost everything, I would have the skills, the resilience, the mindset to rebuild something. And that's actually number four, be willing to lose money, be willing to fail, be willing to not get things right. I heard Alex Hormozi say this quote, and it was something like, if you want to make 100k, be willing to lose 10k. If you want to make a million, be willing to lose 100k. And I thought this was really interesting because I actually lost a lot of money by investing in the wrong things in my business. And so an example is my first program that I launched, I actually spent $1,500 for a videographer to come and record it all. And I ran that program at a loss. And the mindset that I have on it now is that that wasn't lost money. That was an opportunity for me to learn my lesson on smaller amounts. Like $1,500 at that time, I was like, that's a lot of money. And it is, but it's also like, in comparison to say losing 15 grand or 150 grand, it was a big amount in proportion, but it was a really valuable lesson for $1,500. And so I learned so much through failure. And I honestly believe that you learn more from failing than you do from success. Because when you fail, you learn what not to do and how not to repeat those mistakes. From success, sometimes you don't actually know what caused that success. But from failure, it can be quite clear what you did wrong. And so don't be scared of failing, because I promise you, you're going to fail so much on this journey. But what matters is that with your mindset, you get up and you keep going. If I had stopped after that first program and I was like, you know what, I'm really not cut out for this. I'm not cut out for this life. I would have never got into the stage I'm at now. Number five, which is really important, is, as I said, investing money. For my first year, I worked alongside doing my business, which allowed me to use the money that I was making to outsource tasks in my business, which gave me my time back. Time is the best asset to grow your company. So this really helped. And I invested in things like podcast editing, someone to edit writing, someone to, like, lots of different things in my business where I would pay other people to do it. And that really freed up time. The other way to invest money to help you in your business is something called collapsing timelines. So it may take you like 5 years to try things, fail things, learn the lessons, what to do, what not to do. Whereas if you find someone who's already learned all of those lessons and you can say buy a program from them, or you can be mentored or coached by them, then you get to collapse those timelines and you get to learn all of their like 5 years of lessons in, say, 1 month or in a session with them. And so investing your money, like, that is how you can actually grow more. And I've spent a lot of money on coaches, on programs, on learning mātauranga, learning lessons so that I can integrate this into my own business. So those are like the core things that I did to build my business. But I think overall what this is saying is like, you've actually just got to stay consistent. You've got to keep on going even when you don't get the results you want. You've got to continue to show up. You've got to be willing to learn. You've got to be willing to fail. And you've got to be willing to get up the next day and try it all over again. Just to recap those core lessons, optimizing social media. So don't just create content that goes viral, create content that actually converts. And you do this by solving a problem for your ideal client. So if your ideal client wants to learn how to, say, better, you know, look after their curly hair, just that same example again, create content that's designed for them. Put yourself in your audience's shoes, the person you really want to work with, and create content that actually helps them, because this builds trust. And when people can consistently come back to your page, your podcast, whatever it is, learn something that helps them, they're going to keep on coming back. They're going to build that trust. When you launch something, they're going to want to work with you because they already know how valuable your free stuff is. Number two is a strategy to earn. So actually map out where you're going to make this 100K from. Number three is your mindset, finding those limiting beliefs you have about money and healing those. As I said, I can make a whole podcast about this if you guys are interested. Number four, be willing to lose, be willing to fail, be willing to lose money, and be also willing to try again. Number five, if you are making money, reinvesting that money to grow it for you. As always, none of the information provided should be considered as financial advice. I'm not a qualified financial advisor. These are just the tips, the lessons that have worked for me. But if you have any questions or podcast requests, please just send me a message. I absolutely love receiving your guys' messages, hearing about what's landed for you. But also what is like even more valuable is hearing if there are any podcasts you guys want or requests that you guys have. The other thing that I just wanted to throw in here is, as I've said before, I am focused on growing this podcast. That is my mission, and I want to help as many people as possible. So if this podcast was helpful for you, please share this on your story, send it to a friend. I would be so, so grateful for you. If you share it on Instagram, make sure to tag me so I can reshare it. I absolutely love seeing you guys doing your workouts and everything like that, and sharing that you're also listening to the Māori Millionaire podcast. But that is us for today. I'm sorry my voice, it's gone a bit croaky, I'm not sure why. But yeah, that is us for today. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I can't wait until our next podcast episode, and looking forward to getting your guys' messages. All right, ka kite.